Hillary Clinton has officially launched her bid for the US presidency. She made the announcement about 10 minutes ago. Back to our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks. Let the wild rumpus start, Simon.
Absolutely, Kim. The wait is over. And the news when it came in a pretty unexpected way. An email from one of her senior advisors, John Podesta, to funders and backers of Hillary Clinton, confirming that she was going to become a candidate for the presidency and, of course, asking them to dig deep to support her efforts. Then, a matter of 5 or 6 minutes later, a video was put up on YouTube that everybody can see. I just tweeted out a link to it in which Hillary Clinton says that Americans need a champion and that she wants to be their champion so that they can get ahead. I'm hitting the road, she said, to earn your vote because it's your time. And so the gloves are off. She's in the race. Her website is now live and her supporters presumably are thrilled by all of these developments, just as Republicans are dismissing them. Republicans have already put a statement out saying Americans need a president they can trust, and voters do not trust Hillary Clinton.
So what happens next?
Well, for Hillary Clinton, I should just tell you that Chelsea Clinton has just put a tweet out saying, "Very proud of you, Mum." So Chelsea getting in on the act today. What happens next for Hillary Clinton is she hits the road. She's going to Iowa, not a state that has always been particularly kind to her, and she's got a lot of work to do. She's got to persuade wavering Democrats who haven't entirely signed up behind her, and there are plenty of them in Iowa, that she is indeed the kind of candidate that they want to get behind. It's also worth noting that I cannot remember the last time a candidate for the presidency in the U.S. declared that they were a candidate for the presidency and yet seemed unwilling to sit down with the grand inquisitors of network television here to be interviewed, because there are all these issues that Hillary Clinton has unanswered questions over. The deletion of 60,000 emails from her private email server when she was Secretary of State, the way in which she's been raising money for the Clinton Foundation, and questions over whether some of her positions have changed as a result of the donations that she has secured. So she's got a raft of difficult questions that at some point she's going to have to answer. It doesn't seem like that's going to be in the next 12 to 24 hours, though.
Maybe she thinks old media is just so yesterday, Simon.
Well, she can think that, and Barack Obama certainly has proved, in a way, over the last year or so, that he's much more interested in new media and social media than old media. And yet, these questions ultimately will get put to her, whether they get put to her from the grand inquisitors of the old media or whether they get put to her by voters on the campaign trail. I mean, these are not questions that ultimately a candidate can simply evade, as she may well find out when she heads to Iowa and starts wandering the wilds of places like New Hampshire. It's going to be very interesting to see how she comes across when she has to engage in the business of sort of retail politics.
Thanks, Simon. Marianne Marsh is a Democratic political analyst and strategist, and she's on the line. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. Just pick up on that last point. Simon Marks says, you know, why isn't she sitting down with the network political heavyweights, as is traditional? Is there any reason for that, do you think?
I think Hillary Clinton's going to run a very different campaign this time. You saw that in the video that was just released. I think you'll see that in the week coming up when she's in Iowa and in New Hampshire. She's going to spend time with voters, period, in a sentence, one-on-one, very personal. She wants to listen to them. She wants to learn about their concerns. She also wants voters to hear from her and learn about her more. She has a chance to tell people about who she is personally. I think one thing to remember about running for president of the United States, people, it's a very personal vote. And every time someone runs, even if they run more than once, voters, especially in Iowa and New Hampshire, look them in the eye and take their full measure. It's very personal. They want to make sure they're picking the right person for the right time. And I think Hillary Clinton's going to show everybody that in these small settings, in coffee shops, in diners, in living rooms across these states and across the country, she's going to excel. And the more people get to know and like her, the more likely it is she's not only going to be the Democratic nominee, but the next president of the United States.
She's often had a fraught relationship with the political heavyweights, as I mentioned. Do you think that she is going over their heads by social media as well?
Well, everybody does now. On the day you announce for the presidency or any campaign, is the one day you get to control your message. So this message is going out unfiltered to the media, voters, everybody across the country and around the world, and people have an opportunity to interpret it however they wish. But the challenge for Hillary Clinton now is going to be to make sure that she matches her time on the campaign trail and her life story to what she said in this announcement. And I think she's going to try to do just that.
Listening's all very well, but she must know what she's going to campaign on roughly already. What do you think that is?
I think she made it pretty clear in this video, and she's been alluding to it certainly in the last few months, the better part of the year. She wants to help rebuild the middle class and help the people in this country who bailed out the big banks, bailed out the corporations, paid for all the wars we shouldn't have been in, to make sure that they have a chance now to get ahead because they've done their part and now it's time to help them. And I think she's going to try to connect with people on that measure by telling them about her life story. I think a lot of people know Hillary Clinton's name and all the jobs she's had, but I think few people know that she grew up in the Midwest in a middle-class family with a father who started a business. Her mother had a childhood out of, like, Charles Dickens. And through hard work, she went to two of the best colleges in the United States, and that's what opened the door for her. And I think that's what a lot of people in this country have experienced themselves and certainly want for their kids as well. And I think that's what you're going to hear built upon in these small settings over the next few weeks, certainly in the first two states that really kick off the process here, Iowa and New Hampshire, which are so important. And as to Simon's point earlier, you know, she didn't have the best go-around in Iowa the last time. She came in third. She eked it out in New Hampshire. She's got to do well in both of those two places right out of the gate to get onto the nomination.
Is she going to use her husband Bill in the campaign in a high-profile way? He's looking remarkably thin, by the way.
I don't think you're going to see him in the beginning of the campaign. I think Hillary Clinton knows she has to run as Hillary Clinton on her own two feet, and she has to make the case for herself. I think you will see him later in the campaign, certainly in the general election, because the fact is he's the most popular Democratic surrogate out there, no matter who's running for anything. So I expect to see him later in the process, but I think in the very early process, these first 9 months, which is all that's left until the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary, I think it's Hillary Clinton who's going to make her case that she and she alone should be the next president of the United States.
Thank you. Marianne Marsh is a Democratic political analyst and strategist, just talking about Hillary Clinton, who has just in the last 20 minutes officially launched her bid for the U.S. presidency.